Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Wrap. As we look back over history, at previous seasons of global crisis, and even great times of revival, we are reminded that God is always at work. He is constantly bringing restoration and moving us forward in faith as He creates new ways where there seems to be no way. May the prayer of our hearts be, Lord, open our eyes to see what You are doing in the world around us. Fill us afresh with Your living Spirit so that we can experience the hope that is found in You. May we speak life in dead or stagnant situations, and may each of us declare today, Here I am, Lord, send me. Our scripture for today is from Isaiah 6 verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, Here I am, send me. This week, let's set our hearts to know that our quiet time with God is never a waste. Prayer is so incredibly powerful. We can be bold in asking God to help us, be with us, and to carry us. Let's pray for each other like never before. We can intercede and cry out for the lost and the broken, the hopeless and fearful. Our faith, even the faith the size of a mustard seed, can move mountains and bring heaven to earth. We can learn from one another, do life together, and share the beauty of the gospel. We truly can be Jesus' hands and feet here on earth as we share the hope, joy, love, and grace to be found in and through Him. And let us be determined to understand that the harvest is ready. Our great commission as followers of Christ is to share the good news and to make God's name known throughout the world. Are we doing that? We can pray, Lord, please enlighten our hearts to perceive the work of Your hands in this world. And then we can join Him in advancing His kingdom here on earth daily. Why not step out in faith, at home, at our local churches, in our communities, or at our workspaces? The world is desperate for a trustworthy, hope-filled Savior. Let us share Jesus with everyone around us. And let us perceive the new thing God is doing. God is filling us afresh with His Spirit to be the light and salt here on earth, speaking life over all situations. Our new normal is here. Can we see it? Are we viewing it through the right lens? Let us be found crying out to God for revival that starts within us. We are equipped to do the work He has tasked us to do. Now, let us move towards all that He has planned for us. So today, let us all declare, Here I am, Lord, send me. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
But right now, Lord, we just come to You, and we're so grateful, Father, that we can approach You, Jesus, that You are real, that You're with us right now, that You love us, that You know our situations, that You know our hearts, Lord. And I thank You that You draw near to us, Lord God. So right now I pray, Lord, that during this time we would know You, Lord, we would feel Your presence, Lord, that if there's anyone here that's feeling stressed or suffering with anxiety or suffering with depression or just even battling with certain thoughts and stuff in their mind, Lord God, I pray that you would fill them with joy, that Your Spirit would rise up in them, but also, Lord, that they wouldn't be scared to just open up and talk to someone, Lord God. And I thank You that just as we do life with You in relationship, Lord, that we can do life with each other in relationship, Lord. So I pray that as Christians, we won't just talk the talk, but that we'll walk the walk, and that we would live out this life, Lord Jesus, just being one in spirit, Lord, with You. And
Lord, I know You want to breathe over us new life, and we want to open ourselves. We want to be open that You can do a new work in us. Yet, Lord, when we pray, please hear our prayers in the name of Jesus.
Father, I thank You so much that the good life is the beauty of knowing God, knowing You, and living that out in community. And Father, sometimes we can confuse what is good, Lord. So thank you for your word that shows us the good life of the gospel. Father, I pray for every listening to this right now. I pray that they would place themselves in a place where they're getting healthy teaching. And Lord, I pray that they would look out for those younger than them in the faith and look up to someone older than them in the faith that they can learn from and be blessed by.
Lord, thank you so much that you are up to something new, something fresh, Lord. And we believe that you have the world in your hand. We believe that you have our worlds in your hand, Father. And so we pray that as you create something new in us, in the world around us, as you move, as you work, that you'd open our eyes to it. I pray that you'd enlighten our hearts, Father, that we'd be able to see, that we'd be able to perceive what it is that you're doing and what you want us to do with that.
Lord, thank you that we can come today and that I can ask that there's a song that says, break my heart for what breaks yours. And Lord, I ask that you will break our hearts for what breaks yours. Lord, we want to go out. We want to see the harvest come in. Lord, now is the time to go out and bring the good news to those who haven't heard it before. Lord, I ask that you will really prepare our hearts, that you will make us brave, that you will make us bold to go out. Lord, if it's only one soul a day, to just go out and say, do you know the love of the Lord? Have you experienced it before? And Lord, please give us the words to not offend people, but to rather bring them into the kingdom. Lord, I ask that you will give us the love that you have. Because love covers everything. It covers a multitude of sins. And Lord, that we won't be focused on the sin, but rather the person behind the sin, Lord. Because what you did for us, Lord, you can do for everyone, and you want to do that for us. Lord, let us see the loss through your eyes. Lord, I ask for renewed thoughts, for renewed eyes to see what you see. Lord, we want to go out, and I want to say, Lord, I'm ready. Send me. In Jesus' name, I ask this. We are looking forward to the harvest coming in, and we are looking forward to the good news being spread all over the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.